She was mildly surprised not to have been rousted out of bed by FBI agents. Whatever Pepe was, he was evidently not on their side. She turned on the cube and switched it to Channel 7, hoping to catch Marya. Some male voiceover was describing the procession of notables, showing footage of one helicopter after another alighting on the same landing pad, dropping off this or that president or prime minister or movie star. A large stand of bleachers filled up with people not accustomed to sitting in bleachers. The rising sun was behind them. The sky was salmon, deepening to perfect blue. At precisely 6, a U.S. Marine Corps helicopter, number 1, came in and disgorged President Davis and his retinue, including a squad of heavily armed Marines. Rory smiled at that. They wouldn't be much help against planet-busting aliens, but they might prevent him from sharing the fate of his predecessor. She had been following his career from Cuba. He was the least popular president since Nixon. A majority of the House and Senate wanted him impeached, if not actually hanged. But they were putting it off for a few days. Maybe the aliens would vaporize him and save them the trouble. After the old man was safely installed on the dais in front of the bleachers, seated uncomfortably close to the Secretary General of the UN, the cube switched to a telescopic view of the alien ship. It didn't seem fundamentally different from a human spaceship, which could just be form following function. Or perhaps they wanted to reassure us. Or most likely, it was a human ship, part of the biggest hoax in history, with Pepe somewhere near the center of it. Her certainty had grown as the evidence accumulated that Pepe had obviously been planted in her department, set up to be her second in command. If it was a hoax, it was an enterprise larger than the Manhattan Project. The early data could have been faked, someone hacking the input from GRS-1 and its lunar counterpart. But eventually other telescopes picked it up. It did come from outside the solar system, though perhaps not from nearly as far or going as fast as they thought. And it did apparently crack Phobos in two, though that could have conceivably been set up beforehand. The figure of 100,000 megatons, give or take a factor of 1,000, came from Leo, but through Pepe. She'd never checked, and Leo died. Like the president, like Pauling and the rest of the cabinet. She and Norman would have been out of the picture, too, except for the evidence of Kabil hearing about the FBI. The 4 satellites, destroyed by an invisible ray, that was the easiest to explain. Simple sabotage. In less than an hour, the last piece would fall into place, though it probably would not be conclusive. Hollywood had more than a century of experience in creating aliens.